welcome to Through the Keyhole, home of the Association of Laparoscopic Surgeons of Great Britain and Ireland podcasts, putting innovation, technology and training at the heart of modern surgery.
Morning, everyone. This is an introductory episode for the new series of the Through the Keyhole podcast, the official podcast of the ALS-GBI. This is Lucy Hupler here, and I'm with Lydia Newton. Welcome, Lydia. How are you doing?
Morning. Good, thank you. So, on this very rainy and windy morning.
So we thought we'd do a quick kind of summary of last series, as well as an introduction to next series. But before we talk about the podcasts, I just wanted to hear a bit about you, Lydia. How are you doing? Where are you at in life and training?
So, I'm currently actually sat in my car because I've got a load of building work going on in the house and it's too noisy to be sat in there recording. But in my training, I am currently actually on maternity leave. So I've got a 5-month-old baby now called Isaac. So things are very different for me for this third series. I am trying to kind of keep my hand in with work things a little bit, but mostly I'm just trying to enjoy being a new mum and all the different challenges that poses to life now. He's luckily currently having a little snooze, so I can do this recording. And otherwise, I'll be returning in August to training. I'll be going back to Gloucester Hospital to continue as an ST4. How about you?
Wow. So a lot has changed for you, Lydia, since the last series was recorded. A little bit about me. Well, I'm just kind of finding my feet in registrar training, I would say. I feel like it's in full swing now. I'm ST4. I've got over that kind of nervous transition to ST3. And I feel like very happy with how my training's going.
Awesome.
So I've just finished a 6-month placement on colorectal, about to start vascular. Think I still want to do upper GI. Think I might want to do a little bit of research. But yeah, really enjoying it. So that's where I'm at.
Oh, that's good to hear.
In terms of thinking about last series, what do you remember as the highlights from our last series?
Well, so obviously some of the episodes we do the recordings of ourselves, but sometimes we aren't present for the recording. So it's quite nice listening through them. And I really enjoyed a podcast that Tan did with one of the Classic FM DJs, John Brunning. That was really good. And I felt quite jealous that he got to speak to a celebrity. But all the people we speak to are celebrities, so I shouldn't feel too jealous. And for me, it was lovely to kind of rekindle some of the friendships with some of the surgeons who we spoke to. So Kat Baker, who's a consultant in Oxford, who was a trainee in 7 Deanery and really kind of mentored me really through my core surgical training informally, as well as speaking to Saxon Connor over in New Zealand. It was really nice speaking to him again, and that kind of sparked some conversations going forward for kind of my future training in terms of maybe will I go back to New Zealand for a little bit, do a fellowship there perhaps, who knows. But really nice to kind of have a trip down memory lane with that for me. How about you?
Yeah, so that they were really all great episodes. I think the ones that stood out for me was probably speaking to Meg Finch-Jones, who's a HPB surgeon, first female HPB surgeon. And she, I think just having worked for her, just hearing some of her top tips for surgical training and kind of the importance of supporting trainees, and I feel like she does that really well and is very inspiring. And yeah, just hearing a bit about what her journey was like was really inspiring. And then also I had a really nice time speaking with Professor Nada Francis, having heard a lot about him and a lot about his work and research interests. I'd never met him, so the podcast gave me like a good introduction to him. Hearing about research and balancing work-life balance, yeah, was really good. So we were really lucky. So thank you to all our guests from the last series for being our guests. So where are we going now then, Lydia? What are we doing for our next series? Any sneak previews?
Well, some kind of sneaks would be, there's kind of, you know, some themes of which we cover again, because, well, they're interesting, in particular things like women in surgery. Obviously, as two female trainees, we love talking to all our guests, but we love talking to women as well in particular. And we'll be talking to Michelle Lucarotti, the first female surgeon in the Southwest. And what will be particularly nice talking to her will be thinking about how training has changed for all of us, but in particular being a woman in surgery and how that's different now compared to when she was training, as well as speaking with Mr. Matthew Doe, who's a newly appointed surgeon in Bath, talking to him about global surgery, and also how he finds being a new consultant, and the challenges it's posed to, you know, getting a consultant job and how his experiences working in developing countries has shaped him as a surgeon. I think there's also, we can give a hint about an obesity series that we're doing as well.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, one of the things that we wanted to do was to kind of get ideas from our listeners about what they want us to focus on. We felt that doing an episode or a couple of episodes on bariatric surgery would be good. A lot of trainees don't get experience of bariatric surgery until a later time in their training. So speaking to various members involved in like perioperative bariatric surgery care would be good, like dietitians and things. And also speaking to Professor Giles Toogood, the chief investigator of the Sunflower Study, as well, about the largest randomized controlled trial for surgery in the UK at the moment. So those are a few sneak previews. We wanted this to be kind of short and sweet, and I've got the time kind of ticking in the corner until this recording is set to be over. So one of the things we're going to introduce in the new series is a few extra questions that we'll ask every one of our guests. And one of them is, what is your favourite surgical instrument? So Lydia, I know you've not been in surgery for a while, but any useful items at the moment that you're using a lot, we'd love to hear.
Yeah, I mean, it has been quite a few months now. I am quite anxious about the prospect of returning to work and remembering how to use laparoscopic instruments in particular. What have I used recently? I think, obviously, a lot, this is a bit graphic, but a lot of that kind of the breast pump devices and things are quite useful instruments. But what I've been using recently is I had quite a blocked nose, and there's a kind of suction device that you can use to kind of suck the snot from his nose so he can breathe more easily, which does require quite a lot of hand-eye coordination and mouth, because you actually have to put a piece in your mouth to help suck out the snot. So hopefully I'm kind of keeping up some of these skills whilst I'm off work. So that's probably not one that any of our guests will mention, unless we speak to an ENT surgeon. Maybe they use them all the time.
Yeah.
How about you? Anything interesting you've come across on colorectal?
Nothing that I would consider quite so gross. Much rather at the bottom end than the top end.
To be honest, so would I.
The only thing I could think of that kind of struck me the other day was the contour rectal stapling device. Has both the stapling and the cutting properties that some of the other rectal staplers don't. So some of the other ones require that you use a knife, and that massive knife that gets handed to me every time, I just think, I really hope that I don't drop this or hurt anyone with this. So the contour was really ideal for overcoming that anxiety. Lovely. Awesome. Well, we'll leave it at that. Do you get in touch? We've got a new Twitter page at ALSGBI_podcast is the Twitter handle, if you have any suggestions or questions for us.
And you can also contact us on our email address, which is hello@ttkpodcast.com. So we look forward to hearing from you. And we really hope that you enjoy series 3.